And you're like, you know, what would you call something like that? On the end of the house. You know, like not on the back, but on either end.
Well, if it run out like this one, it would have to be a porch.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That'd just be like a side porch or something? Uh-huh. There's no special name for that?
No, not that I know of.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a porch called any other name?
No.
Never heard of, let's see, maybe like a veranda?
Yeah.
Heard of a veranda?
Yeah. But that was when they were big colonial homes.
Oh, that's
and
a veranda.
Then they had the big, they had the porch all the way across that house.
Oh.
Now, my son at Jeffersonville lives in one of those homes. He don't own it, but he lives in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that porch goes all the way across. And those are huge rooms.
Really?
And their hall is big enough that you cut it in two and make two pretty good bedrooms in it.
Mm.
And I told him when the first time I went up there, I can just see people sitting out there on rocking chairs on Sunday afternoon, you know, rocking on that. And that's what they called them
mm-hmm.
back then. Mm-hmm. But that was these big homes.
Mm-hmm. You know, like on a home like that, you know, do they have more than, you know, one porch on one level? Like do they have a porch on a top level? You know, like if it's a two-story home, you know, they have a porch on a top level sometime?
Yes, I've seen those too.
What, you know, like, are those called any certain things?
No, I never did own one.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever own one either.
Well, I wouldn't know what they were called, but they do have them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see them. But not none of your homes has been built in the last, I'd say. Yeah, they have been, too. I started to say 30 years. But I have seen a few here and there that went back kind of to the, you know, colonial building and mm-hmm. were building. People
you know,
that had plenty of money.
You know, like, okay, for say, okay, like if this didn't have a roof on it,
mm-hmm.
you know, like would it make any difference? And like would it be called something else without a roof? You know, like if it was just that slab of concrete mm-hmm. out there, would it be called anything else? Or maybe out back, like you had a back porch, but it didn't have a, you know, roof over it? Or would it be called something else rather than just a porch? No. I don't think you'll be calling anything else either, really.
I couldn't think of anything.
You know, like if the door was open mm-hmm. and you told me to go close the door,
mm-hmm.
you're like, what would you say instead of go close the door? You'd tell me to
shut
the door. Is this a wooden house or brick house on the outside?
Wood.
Wood?
Wood, I
believe. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. You know, like on the homes that have these boards that sort of, you know, lap over each other like this,
mm-hmm.
you know, so the rain doesn't, you know, seep into the wood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what type of construction do you call that? You know, where the boards would lap over each other.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way it was the one I was raised in, but I can't tell you what that would be called.
What about maybe clapboards or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or your weatherboarding or something like that?
Something like that, uh-huh. I think so.
Mm-hmm. So, how are these fixed? It's sort of like, no, that's
no,
not that way.
Uh-uh.
No, that's a little different construction than the ones that overlap that way.
Yeah, I know because, like I said, I was raised in one that was overlapped like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's old, huh?
Well, you know, how was the house built that you had, you know, like all the houses back when you were a little girl were wood, I guess, weren't they?
Yeah.
You know, like there weren't any you made out of stone or brick or anything?
Very few.
They were all wood.
Especially out in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
In town, of course, you might find some, but there was a lot. But there's more of